Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, Hotep. You've just entered the Curator Read Room. You've got your Omega 7 in the house, the advisor, the one you need, and the advocate, certainly the one you want. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you here to another segment of our intuition. This segment that we are focusing in on is life after death. And basically, number six segment is, what is the nature of life and death? And also, what actually happens when we die? Omi's featured book corner, we're going to change our book around. We indicated that we were going to be talking from a book by Sam and Pauline, but we're going to switch that book around, and I have another book that I'd like to tell you a little bit about. We're going to be featuring a book entitled Illuminating the Afterlife, and that's by Cindy Dale. And Cindy seems to think that this is an apropos time to talk to somebody when they're living about this life after death voyage. And she writes, and a few reviewers have written about her book in talking about why it's important that we make the preparation. We all want to know what happens when we die. But with illuminating the afterlife, we don't have to wait, she says, to find out about the international ability of transitioning. Now, she's an international, and she writes, Cindy goes on to write in her book that we can find out about that voyage now and the compelling exploration of the soul's journey. That's right, it's a journey, ladies and gentlemen, from before we are born through our afterlife, lifetime, and into the planets of the light. And that awaits us all, each and every one of us, when we die, she says, drawing on our lifelong studies of life after death, as well as her extraordinarily, she has an extraordinary ability to break down things in this book where she talks about her experiences as a healer and a psychic. Now, we talked about psychic before, and in this room, advocates believe that we all have the ability to be intuitive. And psychic is what one will practice to develop, and they use various different mediums to develop that. But she is a healer and a psychic, and Dale talks about a number of things after the insight and practices for reading ourselves. Now, I talked about us for getting ready to understand that we, too, are readers. We can read ourselves and study ourselves. But we have to make that preparation for the voyage. And they go on to say, the adventure we call death, and it is an adventure, ladies and gentlemen, these bodies just house us and keep us captive. But we must break free when we make that transition. What happens to the body when the soul has to separate and the spirit has to leave the body? There's something that rattles in the body called Emi. Emi is the rattling that tells us that we are separating from the spiritual body and from the flesh. including, they go on to say, the answers to the most common questions that people have about life after death is there heaven or is there hell? Remember, we talked about the fact that this heaven and hell is something we create for ourselves. It is not some hereafter. It is in the plane of this time and now. We are reunited with our loved ones, and do we reconnect? We know we reconnect through being with them now in the spirit. We're already connected to our loved ones who have been deceased and gone on, and the ones who we can commune with. We know that. One would think that this is another place that we're all going to and we're going to meet up. You can meet up and have that experience now, ladies and gentlemen, in that life after death here on earth. And she talks about the 13 planets of light that mark each step in the soul evolution and how to determine your own soul's progression. She has this all mapped out in her book, and you can go get that book, The Illuminating the Afterlife, and how your body's chakras connect you to each planet of life. Now, this is her perspective, ladies and gentlemen. This is not according to Omi. Omi has her own perspective on this. You better believe it, girl. Understanding it and the entitlements and such as how do the angels and the spirit and the guides and the ghosts and demons and all of this fits into our life. Now, this is what she's saying. Now, we as spiritual beings know that there's only one type of spirit that we're dealing with. We're not talking about ghosts here. But this is through her book, ladies and gentlemen. What happens to the soul in case of a sudden death, suicide, or maybe even an abortion when the child is ripped from the womb? What happens to the soul? And is there a place that the soul can go and rest? We're going to find out all those things and more. And who is really the living dead? And who is considered someone that has been dissected already? What person on this planet that we can consider as being the living dead who's been dissected and whose body's parts are shattered all over this creation and we've never stopped to take a note of? And women, we have a part to play. African-American women, we have a part to play in putting the dead back together. You do not have to physically go underground, 6 feet under, to be dead. You can be walking dead now without a spirit, without being connected. And we have loved ones and our significant others who have been walking dead for a long time. Women have a mission. Ray Hagan said we have a mission. I'm telling you we have a mission. As mourning women, we have a mission to put our black men back together who have been dissected all over this earth, those walking dead wounded who've been wounded because of hurts that have been done to them through society and even through us women. We're going to talk about it. We're going to even talk about For Colored Girls Only. We're going to pull it together. We're not just going to use this perspective that this is a time to talk about ghosty things and things that we can't do anything about. Well, we're going to work with the living dead today and bring these black men's bodies back to bear. They've been scattered all over society with all of our isms. And once we bring them back, the mourning women were going to be called, and we're going to reunite our men back to their proper position. Ladies, I told you I was on a mission. Ray had already told us and confirmed that we are on a mission. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Stand your grounds. May the watchmen on the wall even come down. For this one, women, you want to be a part. And stay tuned. You want to be a part of putting this thing together for the walking and wounded dead that we can do something about. Stay tuned, ladies, and listen to the power of faith, because it's going to take the power of faith to bring us into subjection, and we can't do it without our men. I don't think you knew that you can stand up and do this thing alone, women. You were not just made for the man was made for you too. And we're going to do this thing together. With the power of faith, we can do anything, and we should be able to understand that right now, because the power of faith will help us. Stay tuned for station identification, ladies and gentlemen. You have the Omiika here live, ready to go to commercial, going to do a little house cleaning while you listen to the power of faith.
Every day, from the moment
Yes, yes, yes. Our faith is strong, ladies and gentlemen. It is our ancestors strong. If you didn't know that, you want to stand to your feet. We are now proceeding with our talking cure. This is the segment that we can all participate in, your loved ones and those who are in the household. This is where you get your blessings. This is where you tap into those energies and those powers. First of all, I want to ask permission from my elder to speak before I go on with the segment of this portion. Elder, do I have permission to speak?
Yes, by all means, you have permission to speak.
Elder, will you also offer up a prayer for our loved ones and our friends out there so that they can be a part of this segment?
Our Father, we come before you today with bowed heads and humble hearts. We thank you for the many blessings that you've put upon us. We ask your blessing upon the listeners as they take in this knowledge and as they take it in. And as we all take in this knowledge, help us to apply it to ourselves, and may we use it for the benefit of all of us. And Father, we ask you to watch over all the sickness in our area today. Look on us, Father. And we ask you to bless this program in a special way. Father, help the knowledge as it go out. May it help everybody out there who needs it. And in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you and we give you all credit. In Jesus' name we say amen.
Amen, Elder. We thank you for that prayer. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're now standing to your feet, I'm going to pour water in all four cardinal directions. But before I do that, Bob is off on sabbatical again. I'm going to go ahead and purify myself. So just bear with me. I have to make sure that the water is refreshing my face and my hands up to my elbows, getting myself clean for this. As you know, we women have to make sure that we are properly in position to be purified. There was a time when women could not speak in the church. They were to ask their men at home to answer their questions. And now that we are able to speak, we know that those rituals that they had for us were somewhat distorted and narrow-minded and racist. We're going to be talking about those racist statements that were made in the Bible about the woman having purification and having to be purified. That's one of the reasons why I come before you, getting purified. I hope you don't mind. So I'll pour libations to the east. I pour libations to the west. I pour libations to the south. I pour libations to the north. All four cardinal directions. I pour libations to the ground, that the ground has been now fertilized and purified. You are standing on holy ground, ladies and gentlemen. As you are standing on these holy grounds, know that the ground is fertile. It is fertile for speaking on. It is fertile for women who stand before the Creator, who is so ratified and potent that he would shatter us apart if we did not come before him correctly. We know that the sacrificial lamb was laid before him, and therefore we can come before him boldly now. The veil has been torn for us. We know that we no longer need priests to go before us to petition on our behalf. We can petition on our own behalf today. I'd like for you to stand to your feet and petition on behalf of your family today. If you are wanting or found wanting, ask forgiveness and purify yourself standing before the great Creator who is so ratified, Oladulama Ray, who be lady, they're so ratified, ladies and gentlemen, that they would shatter us all over this creation if we were not purified in standing before them. Remember, it is your own we that you speak to on a personal basis. I'd like to stop for a moment of silence and meditating as we meditate on nothing but pure deep breaths. As you take those deep breaths in and out, remembering they are the energies of positivism that you're taking in, exhaling any negative energy. Ladies and gentlemen, you are now on holy ground. This is a time to tap into the energies and the frequency. Those that have gone on, who are the ones who have transitioned and made their transition, we're going to call them back. We're going to call them back. We're going to call them back because it's important that they should be present here with us today. It's important that they should be a part of this ritual. And don't think it's strange that we're talking to dead people, because the people we are calling on are not dead. They've just made the transition, and they are temporarily outside of a physical being. However, we know we will meet them again. We will meet them again in the life after death. I like to call on the name. I like to call on the name of Benjamin Banneker. Oh, Benjamin Banneker, will you please come and be with us today? And I say, Ashe, Ashe. Booker T. Washington, may you make your presence known here today, Booker T. Washington. Ashe. Dr. Charles Drew, the medicine pioneer. Ashe. The civil rights movement and shakers and leaders, Dr. Martin Luther King and Coretta Scott King. Go and get my old friend Martin, Coretta, and bring him here, please. We implore you. I like to call on Frederick Douglass, the pioneer in the civil rights movement as well as in the movement for slavery. I call on George Washington Carver. George, please come and be with us today. Harriet Tubman, you need to develop a movement today, Harry, with your underground, in the underworld, and the life after death, where Aset and Heru are ruling. We ask that you create your underground today, Harriet. Jackie Robinson, please come and be a part of our session. I call on the name of Langston Hughes. Will you please come and be a part, I say, Ashe? I call on the name of Leontine and Louis Armstrong, I say, Ashe, Ashe. Malcolm X, Ashe. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Ashe. Madam C.J. Walker, will you please come and be with us today? I say, Ashe, Ashe. Shake hands, Diop. Come and be with us today, shake hands. I say, Ashe. I call on you today. I call on you, Dr. Clark. I call on you, John Henry Clark, to be a part. I'd like to call on the name of Nat Turner. Oh, Nat Turner, come and be a part and bless us today. Rosa Parks. Scott Joplin. Ashe, Ashe. Center of the Truth. Ashe. And Bill Good Marshall. Ashe. I'd like to call on W.E.B. Du Bois. Ashe. And oh, Zara. Zara Neale Hurston, we'd like to call on you today, Zara. We say Ashe. Zora Neale Hurston, Ashe, please come. We'd like to call on Nina Simone. Nina, will you sing another sweet Mississippi song for us? Now is the time to sing about Mississippi. Please, Nina. And Zora, help us to go into the graveyards today and find our loved ones. This is my precious death. This is the time when we call forth our ancestors to be with us. Ancestors, you are being called upon. May we stand upon your shoulders. May we follow your back, ancestors. Please come and be with us, because we cannot put our black man back together without your help. He has been desecrated and shattered all over the four quarters. bold and free today, Nana. Nana, we can't do this without you. Now, Nana, I know you're out there in that graveyard. Come out from behind that tombstone, Nana. Come out from behind that tree, Nat Turner. We know you're out there. Come on down now. We're asking you to be a part of our life. We're asking that you come and sup with us. We'll set a table for you. We'll set a place for you. And we'll fix the finest foods for you, the sweet yam and candy yam. And we'll fix the string beans. And we'll create the dressing and the turkey. And we'll bring it to you and serve you. Come and sup with us today. We've set a table. We left a table there and a place for you. We know that you have never left us, even in a life after death. Help us to put the black man back together today, please, ancestors. They've been shattered all over the creation. They've been dissected from every end. It is up to the black woman today to put her black man back together, because we have to rule in duality, Nana. Nana, we have to rule in duality. And as they create stories like for a black woman only, she can't do anything by herself without her black man. She has to wake up. Society has convinced her that she can do it without a man. There's nothing that another woman can do for you. You need the black man today. You need the black man in his all array. And we can do it as black women. The Mourning Women have been summoned today. The Mourning Women have been summoned. We can put the black man back together, because we cannot stand our front on our own. The Bibles that come and wash our hands and prepare us for speaking and prepare us for war has to be with us. I don't care if we have that black man in our midst. He is with us. I don't care how broken he is. We can fix him. We're going to fix him today. We're going to be like a sign, a set. We bring all parts of his body back together. And even if we have to mount upon a phallus that may not appear to be there, we're going to mount today, Lord, and we're going to show the world that, yes, it takes the black woman to bring the black man back to life in their life hereafter. We're going to even go to the underworld and call upon a Set, and we're going to call up on Heru and ask them to be a part of this session, because they rule the underworld, and it is them who we should call upon. I call upon you today in the underworld to come forth to show us how to fix our black man, to show us how to put him back on the front line again so that we can stand right next side of him and we can rule together in duality. I don't know if you're ready, woman. I don't know if you're ready, but you got to get ready for this one. This is the one that you don't want to miss. You don't want to miss. You don't want to miss. Get ready, get ready, get ready. We've been calling the Mourning Women for some time now. And we've been asking them to be present here and accounted for. And right now, at the sound of my voice, those that have been called to do this work, they will appear supernaturally in the flesh or in the spirit. I don't care which way you want to call it, but they have a job to do. We are women on a mission. Brother Ray Hagen, your words will not be in vain, my brother. These missions that you call forth for the women to do, we are behind time, and we need to get on our jobs today. Not another woman sitting in the church with a hat on, talking about how the man ain't no good. If he ain't no good, then guess what, sister? That don't make you too much better. So if you want a good man, you got to be all that you can be and stand behind your man today. Because we're soldiers. We've got to rapture our people from society. Society wants to ruin them, and it started with the Bible. Yes, they have. They've already ruined you in the Bible when they told man that it is not good for man to be alone. But yet God allowed all of the animals and the fowls and the trees to be created before the woman. Now, is that a man writing this, or is that God? Has a man created a distortion in the Bible against the woman, or is that God? We're going to look into all of that. But it's very important for the woman to know that it is our time to make things right. We've talked about how wrong things are, how we don't have a man in our bed, how we don't have a man to go to work, and we don't have a man to pay our bills. You can create that man today. You've got to build him from scratch. You got to pull him back together. So what if you think he don't have what it takes in the bedroom? That is not all what makes a relationship. You're going to have to make him out of nothing. and you're going to have to scoop him up, and you're going to have to lead him, and you're going to have to pray for him, and you're going to have to admonish him until he becomes what you think he should be. In the meantime, we have the walking dead all over the cities, the highways and the inner city. Men that are dead in their spirit, we're going to resurrect them today. It's going to take you, women. You've been in the church so sanctified and parsimonious that you don't know how to even go home and fix what's at home. First, fix what's at home. You cannot do anything for the church that you're not doing at home. Leaving those men at home, broken in their spirit, preach your first message to your men at home and raise them up. Then God will be pleased with you, and it will go well with you. Then he will say, well done, my good and faithful servant. But how is it that you can go on national TV talking about how bad off our black men are without showing your own dirty underwear? We are part of them, and they are part of us. Let's pull it together. I know we can. We can show ourselves strong once again. Oh, when they see how well we love one another, then they know they can't pull us apart. But when you're loving on another woman and not a man and telling them that a black man can't do nothing for you but show you to the bank or pay some bills for you, then you're wrong. You're wrong. Because God didn't create you with no bankroll in your pocketbook. God didn't create you with no Jaguar. And God didn't create you with no credit cards to go shopping. He created you in the image of him, in the image of your man. When you look in the mirror, what do you see, women? If you can't see your man through yourself, then you are not seeing what I see. But only if you can see what I see. Only if you can see what I see. A 35-year relationship, a man gone bad, a man not understanding that his best and good thing is still at home waiting for him. He out in the streets looking for everything but what he knows belongs to him. You got to go back and get what belongs to you, men. I know what I'm talking about because I got one right now that needs to come back and get what belongs to him. You got men telling you lies about your black women, and you got black women being told lies to from other racist people about your black men. Let's get it together because, see, we were made for each other. Even the very wounds of the black woman was designed for that of the penis of a black man. And don't you think I would lie to you, because Dr. Liola can enforce that and he can show you in his book where it's written down. Now, I want to tell you one thing. If you don't get this together, you won't have a chance in the afterlife. This is the afterlife. This is the afterlife, and we're going to take you to the underground and to the underworld, because Seth and Heru, they showed us the best example of dealing with the underworld. They showed us the best example of taking a broken man, pulling him back together, even if he didn't have life in him, stroking the man until he developed life, stroking the man until he developed an erection, to the point of even creating the first immaculate perception. Now, you're talking about Mary and Jesus? I want to show you where the real Mary and Jesus was over on the walls in Egypt when Set and Horus had got together and they created an immaculate conception where these pieces were put back together to create the man again. We're going to have to put our black men back together again. That's what we're going to have to do. It's a prime example of the end times and what we need for now. We're going to have to put them back together. And women, you're going to have to mount up on those dead phalluses, and you're going to have to breathe life back into them like an immaculate conception. And you're going to have to create from nothing. That's right. You're going to have to create from nothing. You say your men are broken. You say they don't have jobs and they have nothing. Then create from nothing. You're the life giver. Bear life into your men today. Bring forth today. I'm calling on you. You're the moaning woman. Cry out to God and he will hear you. Cry out in moaning and gnashing of teeth if you have to, because he will hear you. He will step in on behalf of your man because he believes that the natural things come from the family. You are the natural things today. Let's go into the underworld. Let's go into the underworld because we're talking about what? Life after death. That's what we're talking about. Stay tuned for station identification while I get my composer back together, because we're stepping into life after death.
Mind of Peace, arranged by the author Sherelle Omiika Bidiako Garth. You have the mind of peace that just won't cease. Keep your mind stayed on him, and your peace, it will continue to increase. Create the mind of peace within you, which was also in the Creator too. Now you know just what to do. Be strong in the power of his might, and don't give up this fight. Walk in the spirit and not in sight. At times, it will look like the enemy is winning, you'll think. And just when you're at the end of your brink, he'll throw you a lifeline so you won't sink. When you sent out the SOS sign, then you would have already completed the test. You have the mind of peace that just won't cease. Keep your mind stayed on him, and your peace will continue to increase. Now remember that you are no longer held at ransom, because the debt was paid with quite a handsome price for your peace that will continue to increase. With a mind stayed on him, your peace will continue to increase.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to step into the life hereafter. And the life hereafter is not what you've been told, is not what you've been preached to, but your very Bibles, you're going to be able to dissect them and go over the things that have not been set right. What I'm talking about, what are you talking about, Omi? What I'm talking about is we've been told as black women that we are to stand 2-3 steps behind our men. That if we want to learn anything, do not speak in the church. Go home and let our men teach us. We've been told that we were created for the man and that the man is the glory of God. When reality, ladies, all of you hats out there, we know that we are the spiritual side of God and we are the glory of God. We know this. But yet someone who was so warped in their thinking printed that in our so-called manual, our mutilated Bible. And we took it and ran with it. But yet we are to be the helpmates for our men. We were called to be the helpmates. We know our calling, and we know our responsibility. And if we are truly those helpmen, women, you're going to hear my voice today. Then be a helpmate. Don't be a hindrance. So what if your man left you? I had one to leave me too. So what if he ain't been home, and he can't find his way back home, and he done lost the address to your house, and he can't seem to find the keys to get back home? So what if you see him out in the open like he done lost his mind and he can't seem to get it together because he needs to have more income before he can come home and take care of you? So what if he feels like a woman should not be making more than him? This is what society has warped his mind with too. You can help him get his mind back in the life hereafter. This is the life hereafter, ladies and gentlemen. The life hereafter. This is a sermon of a dead man that has died, and we're going to resurrect him. This is the life hereafter. The sermon is the life hereafter. I don't need any book to tell me this. I've lived this, ladies and gentlemen. I don't need any book to tell me after 35 years of loving a man and stroking his head and loving every part of his body and kissing his feet all the way to his phallus, I don't need anyone to tell me how to go get my man and fix him. It is my job. I'm going to be on my job. The question is, will you get on yours? Today we need to get on our job today. Do you know why, women? Because they're throwing our men away as if they're only good for body parts. They're throwing them away. In prisons you can find them. Hover up other men you can find them. In institution of mental health you can find them. Sweeping floors. In some fast food restaurant, you can find them. But not under the car of a hood of being a repairman. Not in a classroom of teaching our children. So we're going to go and get those dissected men and put them back together. So what if you said that you want a man that has a BMW, a black man working? We're going to get the man working. Because we're going to give him something to do. Why would a man need a helpmate if he don't have a vision and he don't have you there to carry out the plans with him? You got to get straight to women. Now, for us to go to the movie, and see our best actors and actresses on the screen perpetrating a dollar, the almighty dollar, to sell out our black men and to dissect them once again by saying, I didn't know that a black man could be invited into my house and rape me, somebody who I didn't know. And by standing up saying that I must become a nymphomaniac for a man to love me. Yes, these parts were played out into a movie. And somebody was told they were going to get big money for it. So they said, why not? I'm getting paid. That's the slogan. Why not? I'm getting paid. We've got the man acting out too. Because they'll put on a dress in a minute. And go in with the attitude that I can be big mama. And I can be all the mamas. And I can play the roles and get paid. You got all of them acting out of character. We got to go get those men. And women, we're going to get you next, okay? You're next. In the meantime, we're going to get it together because we're supposed to be a black race who love one another. We're supposed to be a black race who suffered through much together during slavery, and we went through much. I went on the battlefield. I know what I'm talking about, ladies. I put on the battlefield uniform, and I stood out front for my man. When he lost his job, I stood out front, and I carried the family. And on top of that, I told him, stay home until your wounds have been healed and you can get better and come out front and take over. I'll carry the family for a while. I know what I'm talking about, women, because I stood on the battlefield and I carried and I took the blows and I took the shots and I took the harshness for my man because we stand up for our men when we have to. For me to go to a movie and to hear someone jabbering off their porch about our black man's being nothing broke my heart. Broke my heart, ladies and gentlemen. Broke my heart to see sisters who were getting paid talking about how broken and how bad a black man is, and the only man that they can see that had anything going for him was a policeman. Yes, the policeman. He's your friend. Trust him. Trust him. When we used to run from the slave masters, when they used to be the one who was hunting us down and looking to see if you had your proper papers, and if you were on the side of the road without your papers, you were taken in. Now, those are the ones that we got black women looking to for friends now, but yet we can't trust a black man to bring them over for dinner. I'm talking about the movie right now, ladies and gentlemen. If you haven't seen it, go see For Colored Girls Only. Go see it. It's heartbreaking. And somebody ought to be outraged about it. Somebody ought to be outraged about how they broke the man down even farther and dissected him even more. Somebody ought to be outraged about it because our black men have to be fixed. And you moaning women, we're going to have to fix them. I don't care what you say. You're going to have to fix them. And part of the problem is us. Part of the problem is us. Can't nobody break themselves without somebody else helping them to be broken. And we've helped our man to be broken. Because we allowed ourselves to go in these churches and try to run them without men. We didn't save a space for them. We were so busy being busy that we didn't have a time when we wanted to do this thing together. We wanted to show up together. We didn't know how to get up on that podium and preach that thing together and eat up that message together with both of our husband and ourselves. We didn't know how to do that. But it's far easier to say that a nigga ain't black and get on the television screen and say that now loud and clear. And then hug up against one another as if you've got something female that the other female won't. How dare you get on the screen and hug yourself up against another female as if she can quiet your cries at night and your wants and your needs when your intimacy comes down on you. How dare you? So here's what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen. We've broken this thing, and we're going to have to be the one to help fix it. Oh, yes, we have. I know we shared our part. Whenever a relationship go bad, you have to look at both parties to see which part they played. As Asset and Haru went through the situation where they were lovers in all accounts. It's the greatest love story you ever wanted to read. Go and read it on the walls of Egypt or go and get the book and read it. How this woman stood with her man. She ruled with her man and teaching the women how to plant, and he taught the young men about music. They ruled, and was the greatest love story. Even unto his death, when he was broken, sliced, and diced, she went and got him. brought him back with every piece and assembled him back together. The only thing she was missing that Amen and some non-Melanite people believed that was important, the phallus, was the only thing that was missing, but it was not that important to her because she knew that wasn't the only thing that made a man. A phallus don't make a man. And that phallus is standing in every corner of the steeple of the resurrected erection of her husband. That's a symbol to tell us a black man don't need a resurrection to have a relationship. That resurrection is all over the continent. What resurrection he needs is in his mind today, not a penis resurrection. Because a man could rise that penis as much as he wants. And I'm not talking nasty here today. I'm talking truth. Doesn't matter how many babies he produced or how good he is in that bed, but it's how much he loved that woman and how much he's willing to go to bat for her. Even when he can't find a job, he mustn't hold his head down low, leave his home out of shame because he can't feed his children. He mustn't walk out that back door never to return home again because he's told his wife he don't think he'll be getting a job soon, so he can't pitch in and help. So he don't feel right sitting at the table with the family anymore. He don't think that he'll be able to run that house because he doesn't have any funds to run it with. Don't let it be financial monies that your men walk out on you for, women. Don't let it be that mistake. Please don't let it be that mistake. Tell him you're all in this together, and your money is his, and his money is yours. And don't make him feel like he is on the outside looking in because he has nothing to contribute. When you work that thing the right way, when you're rich, he's rich. When you're poor, he's poor. Bring that thing together because we make those mistakes sometimes in our life and we wish that we could have changed things and the things we said. Man, you don't make enough money. You got to get some more money. When are you going to bring some more money? We can run a person away, making them think that they have to have truckloads of money to please you. We've got to fix our men, the ones that we've broken, women. Now, I can do a movie on that. The ones that we've broken and we've raised hell into the house so much that they don't have a place to find peace. And they run to the bedroom, there's no peace there. And they run to the cellar, there's no peace there. And to the attic, there's no peace until they run out into the streets. Have we forced them out in the streets? Have we pressed them out and stamped them out? If we have, then we're just as much to blame for dissecting our men, women. It's time to pull them back together again. It's time to go find the little bitty pieces. And if they're off in the mental institution, it's time to bring them back home and love them back into perfection. And if they're in the prison, it's time to clean them up and purify them and bring them back home again. And if they're in somebody else's bedroom and they've left home, they don't know why they've left home because this woman has told them what she wants to hear, it's time to bring them back. And it's time to look at the fact that there is not enough men in this world to serve all the women. And as you know, polygamy was created by a woman. Black people, you never had the institution of marriage as part of your rituals. You've always gone by non-traditional methods. So why are you looking at polygamy with jaundice in your eye and wondering who would share their man and why would they share their man? You may have to share your man because in your good book it said there'll be seven women to every man. There'll be seven men to every woman, meaning that there's some woman that's going to be left out. Should we reconsider and look at it again? And should we come to the table with clearness and understand how it could benefit our society? Yes, it has to be looked at. Now back again to the underworld. Taking you to the underworld to find help for our solutions today is not a very difficult thing because we're dealing with the walking dead right now. Or as a set, we need you to come and show us how to fix it. We know you're running the underworld and the world of the dead. We have the walking dead here today in their spirit. They're dead in their mind and spirit. We can recreate them again if our ancestors will help us today. And we're asking our ancestors to help us to be a part of fixing our families, to be a part of bringing the underworld together. What happens to the body when it dies? What happens to the body? Is it dissected? Is it sectioned off? Is it spread all over the place? And what happens to the body if it's grieving? Does it come back to the place that it left to try to bring hope back into their life? Or is the spirit trying to reincarnate himself into a flesh and blood and be born again? Ladies and gentlemen, this is according to Omi. The spirit is always regenerating. And if it has to regenerate itself into a baby to be recreated, it will. And there is a lot of the dead, the wounded dead, who is going to leave this earth unhappy and sad because of the mental conditions on this earth today with the family. Brokenheartedness. When they transition, their bodies have to go through a process. The flesh cannot take the spirit with it. There has to be a process of separating the spirit from the flesh. And when that happens, will we go to the underworld? Will we be judged? Our hearts should be found as light as a feather. And when our hearts are weighed, in the Kemetic teaching, your heart must be weighed and judged. At that particular point, the underworld is the underworld that the Kemetic people believe that will reign. And the underworld exists for the Kemetic people. But it's very important to deal with the living today. It's very important to understand what living really is. Because there's so many of us that are dead in our spirit that we might as well be buried 6 feet under. There's so many of us that are dead in our constitutions and character. And women, you are no better. I said I was going to save the rest of it to you for last. Cover yourselves up. You give a man no choice when you're always saluting and showing everything you got, all of your wares. You expose them to all of your continent, and you expose them to being so raveled that they can't hardly stand to be around you because your dress is so short that when you bend over, you see all your attributes. Cover yourself up, women. Excuse me. And women, the talk that we're doing to men these days is not appropriate. Is that appropriate for a woman to go after a man, hitting on a man like she is some dyke or something, like she's going to go up to him and make a proposal? It's not appropriate for a woman to come after a man and to usurp her authority to get that man to go to bed with her. She sets up all the arrangements and takes him to a hotel and induces his nature. That is unacceptable. And if you're one of those women that are doing it, cut it out. Because it's not acceptable. We're dissecting our men again. And if you're one of those women that is taking a credit card and buying everything you think you ought to have in your life, buying yourself another set of eyes with every kind of contact lens you can get, and treating yourself to new eyelashes every week, getting Botox injections, getting that hair extended to the point of buying the latest and modest thing that you can find, become conservative. Stop wasting your family's money. Put your money where moths can't get to it. So when it's time to travel and get involved in conscious movements and make contributions to families, you can do that. You're dissecting your men, women. And women, when you stay in church all week long, Monday through Friday, and then on Sunday, you said, I got to go to church. I don't know what you're going to do for dinner, but you better come up with something because I'm out of here because Pastor wants me to be the first lady and be up front so I can be there to serve. You can't serve anybody any better than your husband. Serve him at home first. I know what I'm talking about because my husband once left me in the church where I call myself servant, giving all the money I got and extra money too. And then they decided they were going to minister to the people out on the water and ask for $2,000 extra money. I was considered giving it, and my husband stood up and said, I will see you. I'm out of here. I had to come to my senses. Was out of my mind going to give the church $2,000 extra so they can create a ministry out on the water. What water do you know that people are getting discipleship on the water? Got to come to our senses. And then when we get to church, we see a pastor preaching. After we've given our tithes, we feel so good because he looks so elegant up there in that suit. And he's like our husband. We don't have that access at home, so we're going to make him our husband. So we just throw down $50 in front of him. We just throw throwing down money that we know is for our bill money next week. We know it's for that NIPSCO bill. And then we get home, water bill cut off. Look at your light bill cut off because you done threw $50 down in front of your so-called pastor who's preaching so well. Why not go home and stroke that man and let him preach a message to you? Women, we got to wake up. We're dissecting our men. We wonder why he don't want to go to church with us. He don't want another man standing over him giving instructions for his household. He's a man just like the one in front of him. He puts his pants on the same way. So he figures, if you're all out and overdone about this man that's preaching, why not listen to some of his sermons at home too? Women, we're dissecting our men. We're dissecting them so much that we've chopped them up in so many pieces, he can't find the pieces to come back together. Now, we've got to get some control of ourselves. We've got to get some control of ourselves. We go and get our bank accounts, and we call our bank accounts our money. And this is my money, but his money pays the bills, but your money is the play money so you can hang out and do what you want to do. We've got to get our finances together, lady. We've got to be able to build a monumental corporation within our families so that our money comes together. And so that we are not separating our money from each other. We're dissecting our men, women. We're dissecting them again. We've got to stop dissecting them. This is a call for the morning, women. If you can hear my voice today and the plea and the strangeness and the urgency of my voice, this is a cry for the morning, women. The men are walking dead. They're walking dead. And we're dissecting them every chance we get. And we wonder, why can't they get healed? Why can't they get better? Then now we see the man on the screen. If he has a chance to advance himself, he has to put a dress on. He has to show himself to be a mammy. He has to show himself to be a black woman. And he steps on screen with that dress on. Do you know how much we're dissecting ourselves? For a black man to desecrate his woman in a buffoon outfit to make others laugh, it's a disgrace to our race. We got to stop dissecting our men, women. We've got to stop dissecting our men, and our men have got to stop dissecting themselves. We got a work to do. We've got a great work to do. We have a Set, Heru, Horus, all of them ruling in the underworld. We can access them at any time. We can call on their forces and ask them to show us a great love story again and how to put our men back together, how to put them back together, even if there isn't a fallacy that we can lay our bodies on. We've got to ask them to help us put them back together so they can see how we love one another. Oh, when they see how we love one another, then we can fix our own problems. We don't need outsiders to come in to tell us how to do it. We don't need other people or races to tell us how to fix our family. We're the royal family. We're the first family. And being the royal family, I'm not talking about the Adam and Eve story. That's a Jenny Kalitli story. Heru, Horus, and Aset were the first stories for the African Americans, and all others sprung up after ours. We have the oldest story that we can tell. And if we can tell that old story, ladies and gentlemen, we don't need anything coming behind us. It's a counterfeit. It's a counterfeit. Your Ife, your Eden, your Garden of Eden is over in Africa. It's been there all along. Go and see it while you can. But stop dissecting your man. We've got to put our man back together. And then you got to stop dissecting your women because it's a two-way street. We've got to heal one another with each other's continent. It's going to take what we have to heal you, and it's going to take what the women have to heal you as well. It is time that we come together, and this is a cry for the morning woman. And morning woman, if you can hear my voice, at the sound of my voice, you're going to hear this tape, and you're going to be prompted by the ancestors to make a move, to start reassembling all of the men wherever they might be. And if you've been one of those who have been dissecting them royally without any consciousness, you're going to come to your consciousness and you're going to bring them back together and you're going to assemble them back together piece by piece and you're going to handle your business. And Omi won't have to be there to make you do anything. Your conscience is going to call you. I'm sending the ancestors after you. The ancestors are going to prompt each and every one of you to hear these words. The words that I'm giving out today, the ancestors are going to come up after you. Now, Europeans, you can do what you want to do in your household. This message is being sent out to the African Americans. I know, Europeans, you're coming in here to see what we're doing to resurrect ourselves, and how far have we gotten, and will we make it? I want to tell you this. The only person that can fix the problem of the African Americans are the African Americans. We know we're the only ones that can fix it, and we're fixing it. Let us do it for ourselves. We didn't ask for a handout. We didn't ask for a hand up. This one we can do on our own because our character is at stake, our morals are at stake, our values are at stake, and we're going to reassemble that dissected man. And as far as you taking them off to prison to cart them away, the ancestors are going to stop that. You're going to see a change in that. The very process and plans that have been put together to take our children from the institution called school into the penal institution, that's going to stop immediately at the sound of my voice. The process will be stopping now because you can't take families away from each other and put them away in little boxes called prisons. You can't do that. The ancestors are not pleased with that, and they're going to start working on that immediately. And all these plans and plots and schemes that have been dug for each and every family, everyone at the sound of my voice, the spirit is going after it. I'm commanding that the spirit will be a part of this endeavor to reassemble our men back to the proper state. And don't be afraid, Europeans. We're not trying to take over the world. We're just trying to take over our society and fix what's broken in our world. Now let us do it. I know you're coming in listening to the sound of my voice, and you might even be tracking and following me. But only is an ancestral child. I already see this in the spirit, and I know it. You're studying me. Who is this woman, and what powers does she have, and how can I stop her? Don't try, because the holes that you dig for me, I promise you the ancestors won't allow it. I promise you that, because I'm on a mission for them. The underworld has commissioned me to work to set things straight for our broken families and our homes and to reassemble our broken and dissected men. Now, if you want to do anything, non-Melanite people, get out of the way or help us. If you're not going to help us, get out of the way because there's a work that needs to be done. We're not calling on anybody's money because money is not long enough to do this. It's going to take character. It's going to take dignity. It's going to take pride. And I'm black and I'm proud today, and I wish you could throw your hands up in the air, all of you African Americans, and throw your hands up out in the atmosphere and say, once again, I'm black and I'm proud. I'm black and I'm proud. I'm black and I'm proud. And be proud of it today because we're going to get our dignity back. No longer will you see us on the screens taking our clothes off, exposing our flesh, selling ourselves for a dollar, talking about I'm making money. The basketball stars, you're going to see us stop put to that, taking all of our money over into the other side of the track and developing a mongoloid system and developing a system that is completely different from the struggle that they came from. That's going to change. These are signs and wonders because, see, signs and wonders will follow them who believe. And because I believe, you're getting ready to see some signs and some wonders. Some signs and wonders will follow after what Omi is saying today. I am not preaching just to hear myself talk. Our families are broken. And when I go to the movies and see our families dissected and our men broken and dissected further, I've got to speak out against it. I'm a natural-born advocate. And you better believe that the ancestors are going to call me to speak out against it. Because if we continue to destroy ourselves because we have been a part of this plan, the plan is broken. Everyone that has created a plan to destroy us, those people better cry out for help today. They better cry out to their higher self and ask for forgiveness. There will be people coming to us asking for forgiveness. Yes, there will be. There will be people telling on themselves today, saying, I'm sorry I exposed you that way. There will be people executing them, their statements, telling us the truth about what has really happened and begging our pardon. I know it because I went to Europe and I had the German come to me begging for my apologies. I know it. Light and darkness cannot stay in the same place. One will cancel the other out. So I'm saying to you, if you want to be free and if you want to get this thing right, you have to repent and ask God to stop you from further desecrating the black man and now the black woman. And black woman, you are making more money than you ever have. Why do you find a need to desecrate yourself? If you've got all that money, go get somebody and share it with and stop talking about how you don't need a black man. And Oprah should set the example, and Oprah should be a part of trying to reunite families together
And Oprah, I know at the start of my book, you're going to do something about it. You're going to make a change, too, on that show where you bring the black families in to heal them and to bless them and to help them and to show them how to put themselves back together again. We can't continue to do this to ourselves. We're destroying ourselves for all for the almighty Benjamin Franklin. Well, the spirits can show you how to get some money, but you can't get your dignity back. You lose that. But the spirits can show you how to get some money. If you need some filthy lucre, the spirits can tap you into some income, but you got to keep your dignity. Throw your hands up once more in the air and say, I'm black and I'm proud. I'm black and I'm proud. I'm black and I'm proud. It's all right to be black. Be grateful that you have the melanin in your body and the vibrations are still vibrating. Be grateful that you've been the chosen one to carry a message, black woman, and to reconnect your black men. You're fortunate today. God is going to have, he was going to have mercy for you if you do the work that he's called you to do. But you cannot continue to blaspheme and to destroy your men on the airways of the television. You cannot get on there with your poems and poetry and dressing up like a woman to portray us. You can't do that anymore. That has to stop. And you cannot write these scripts so that they're scripted to destroy every being of the black man. I won't allow it. The spirit won't allow it. And it has to stop. At the sound of my voice, if you've heard this message, this has come from the spirit. If you've heard it, make a difference in your life. Make a change. I'm ready for you to make that change. Just like Michael Jackson said, make that change. I'm sure we can do that. We can make that change today, ladies and gentlemen, because we live in God's attribute.
Fitment. Arranged by the author Sherelle Omiyika Bidiako Garth. Commitment is when you've given your word, and your word can stand alone and on its own. It's making an effort when you really don't have the time. It's making ends meet when they really weren't intended to reach. If giving your moral support and backing somehow leaves you feeling lacking, because someone failed to give you the backing and you've gone without, then you should know what I'm talking about. Commitment, it's your badge. You should wear it with honor and pride. It's like having good character and integrity. It's not something that you want to hide. Commitment is paying someone else's daily dues, even if at times you find yourself being used. It's your fingerprints. It's your marking of a real, genuine gent. It's your label that makes you feel able, that leaves you feeling stable, that gives you a clear conscience and a good frame of mind, even when you don't feel able. Somehow, you must gather the strength to become stable. When you've completed a task, you don't want someone to stop and ask, hey man, have you completed that task, when you've given your commitment in the past.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have to give a commitment. And I want you to stand to your feet now and take the pledge of the commitment. The commitment is that I will not continue to dissect my black men, my black sisters anymore. We'll reunite in abundance all over the universe. We will come together in spite of our differences. We will find a way to unite our solutions. We will bring our finances together and, first of all, build our empires. We will take every ounce of our being to develop our children's lifestyle to be better than our own, not to give them more things, not to give them property and material, but to give them values and to give them lifestyle. We will come together and we will find our way back home if we're lost. If we're running around with other women and we're married, if we're going in and out of institutions called the horseshoes and gambling our money away, we will come away from that. We'll bring our monies home and we'll begin to reunite and build institutions again. We will look upon Egypt as our platform, as our development, and as we call on the underworld to guide us and to show us the way again. We said, the Bible said that the first will be last and the last shall be first.
We know that this rulership will happen again for us. The question is, will we be ready? I hope that this word will find us ready and able to carry this mission. The mission has already begun, ladies and gentlemen. The Moni women have already been called and summoned. The atonement will be set and the day will be set. And we will have to go before our great one. In this underworld, we will have to meet our maker and our hearts will have to be weighed and found as light as a feather. But if we continue to dissect our sisters and brothers, I tell you, will your heart and your spirit be separated properly? Will you be able to enter into the holiest of holies? Will you be able to be reincarnated and start fresh? Or will you have to come back a second time and live this life again because of your wicked ways? Will we be able to have a life that is a new, a crystal world life, where we are loving one another and doing for one another, not just laying down with the lamb and the lion, but laying down with our sisters and brothers and being kind and loving? We'll be able to see the good in a woman, a black woman, see the good in a black man, and be able to speak it to whoever asked us. Remember where we once used to be when there was a struggle. Remember how we stayed together, and remember how we took care of brother, and brother made it through because we looked after brother. And remember when sister was on the other side of the street, we made sure she got home safely. We got to make sure sister gets home safely today. And sisters, we have to make sure brother is shipped to the other side of the world if need be, so that these hoodlums won't get to him, so that they won't destroy him. And the vision that's in him, we have to keep it alive. We have to keep the vision alive. We will unite ourselves today. And on this day, I promise to ourselves that we are each other's keeper. And I am you and you are me. And we are sisters and brothers. And that we will no longer allow the media to get us on these screens for an extra dollar called filthy lucre and exploit our black men. We will no longer do that, women. And every one of those characters that was on the screen doing that, they will have to come to their senses and beg the apology of the black community for what they did, because they have done a disjustice to our community. And each one of them, the dollars will fall out of their bags and it will fall into emptiness and it will not prosper them. Because it shouldn't have been done that way. We should have gone into our families to talk to our black men. We should have exposed our dirty laundry to the world. And we shouldn't have put our black men down when they're already beaten. Because we know when the black man is down and he has nowhere else to go, we need to pick him up and show him the right direction. On this day, we make this decree. And at the sound of my voice, everything that has been said here today, signs and wonders will follow. Signs and wonders will follow. And for those who believe, you will see the signs and wonders on this day. I'd like to thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being a part of this show with me. I'd like to thank you for going all the way with Omi as we went to the underworld. There was a spirit speaking to you today, ladies and gentlemen, and I allowed the spirit to have her way or its way, whichever you want to call it. There's no gender in spirit. I allowed the spirit to take me to the underworld, to decree a thing, to give information on what is really wrong in our societies and in our black homes and with our black mates and with our black relationships. I'm going to get on a relationship program starting next month. The whole program will be focused and centered around African-American reordering their marriage vows and reordering the vows for themselves. They've never had a chance to do it. We've always piggyback on with someone else's institution. And the thing we call jumping the broom, we don't even talk about it anymore because we didn't have an institution for marriage, but we're going to create one, and we're going to see how we can live up to that. Because marriages like mine, 35 years, shouldn't be dwindling. Marriages like mine that have gone and stood the test of time should not be challenged. But I'm still holding on, ladies and gentlemen, because I know that a good woman, it is up to a man to find a good thing. And that good thing is each and every one of us. And I know that when a man doesn't come to his senses, maybe he doesn't need that good thing. Maybe she's being preserved for something else. But we all have to have love in our life, and we all have to stay loving because we want to make more love. In order to make more love, you have to be loving. I don't care how many times you've been hurt, ladies and gentlemen. I don't care how many times a man has walked out of your life. Stay loving. Stay kind and stay sweet. Stay sweet. Because I guarantee you that there will be someone that will see the sweetness in you
and they will come back, and they will take you as a prize for their own. Be a prize to someone today. Be a gent and a genuine diamond to someone. You're a diamond in the rough. So what if you've been bucked a little bit and bucked and bucked and bucked, and if people kicked against the prick and you went through something, now you're going to come out glimmering, shining like a chameleon, like pure gold, and you're going to be shining so great that everybody that walks by, you're going to think you're marriage material. They're going to think you're available, and you're going to wonder, why do I shine and am I glimmering so bright and everybody see the light in my eyes? It's because you've been preserved and you've been set aside. Set yourself aside and remember that it is up to a man to find a good thing. Let him find that good thing in you and make sure that you are polished and glimmering when he do find you. I want to thank you, ladies and gentlemen. You've been a great listening audience and being a part of the show. Please, you do want to come back and get this on demand. I'm going to also listen to it later on and see what the Spirit had to say because I was out of my consciousness and into the underworld. And that's what this segment was about, going to the underworld, dissecting the body, and understand that we're living with the living dead. And the living dead has to be attested to. The living dead has to be treated. And we can bring the living dead back to life. We're going to resurrect some men. We're going to resurrect them right here on earth, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to put them back together again better than they once ever was. And we're going to love them into perfection. Start loving your significant other into perfection. Start loving your wives. And the Bible decree, men, that you love your wife. It is a decree that you love your wife. And women, you have a decree too. Go to the Bible and find out what it is. Now, I'm not teaching against the Bible, because, see, if that's what the Christians use to guard their life with and it's a manual, then you use that. However, I'm telling you that the Egyptologists also believe in the man and the woman being in duality. And as we are in duality, we are one. And if you see my husband, you see me, we're one. And we have to see each other as being one. And can no man separate or divorce a woman except God? And women, if you're alone and you're not with those men and those men have gone out, wait on the Lord. The Lord knows best. He will fix that man so when he comes back, he will be healed and he will be speaking the things that he should be speaking and doing what he should be doing. Pray over him, because when you pray over a man and he sanctified you, that man will automatically be sanctified or that woman will automatically be sanctified. So I say today, be sanctified, woman. Be sanctified, man. Remember, the dissection has stopped. There's no more dissecting. We are assembling sick bodies, able bodies together. There's no more dissecting. That has ended. That has ended, ladies and gentlemen. Put your foot down and mean it and stand behind it. There are no more dissected men out there walking around wounded and dead. I resurrected them. You've been resurrected, man. Yes, you have. Go and sin no more. Omi has given you this blessing. A Juba blessing down to the thousandth generation, my brother. Blessing down to the thousandth generation. May you be blessed and your loins and your children's children be blessed. And now that you've been rearranged and reassembled, go and speak the words of God and go in light, and you will perfect your continence over your family and over your life, and the life of the families will now be renewed. And families, I see families coming back together. I see relationships coming back together. I see fathers coming home. Oh, my son is coming home. I see him coming back to get his wife. I see wives straightening up, putting on some clothes, and looking the part of a virtuous woman. I see homes put back together again. Oh, if you can see what I see. All of you can see what I see. I see a new revelation of the Jerusalem coming down here on earth. We've resurrected the dead, and now here we are here on earth, ready to live in the afterworld. Isn't it great? Oh, in that great getting up morning, won't it be great? In that great getting up morning. Amen. 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 Amen, 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 amen. a little louder now. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Go in peace and be blessed. I'd like to thank you for being a part of the show, and I say baba booey to you, y'all, and oh, devil. I want to throw my hand in the air and give three shouts out to Harambe. 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 Baba booey to you, y'all. Good night. Oh, devil.